Part number one about that. The Parashat HaShavua is Parashat HaSuya. HaSuya and Mitzvah very, very often go hand in hand together, two Parashiot, and for the most part they discuss Tzarat, the Mitzvah, the process of purification after a person receives Tzarat, different types of Tzarat. What's the concept of Tzarat? What's the healing process? What's the process of purification? The Pasuk really says in next week's Parashat, Pasuk says, Vetziva kohen lamitaher shtet ziporim chayot teorot, and then it says ve'etz erez u'shni tolat ve'ezov. Etz erez, type of wood, shni tolat ve'ezov. It's a bush. So the Ibn Ezra points out that the Korban Pesach and the Korban that the Metzorah, the person who's purifying himself from Tumat HaTzarat, they both include the same things. Etz Erez, Shni Tolat, and Ezov. What's Pshat? What's the connection between the Korban Pesach, which is the Korban that we brought as we were about to leave Mitzrayim, Yitziat Mitzrayim, which seemingly marked the end of our slavery in Mitzrayim? What's the connection between that and Tzarat? And the process of purification, which marks the end of the contamination of Tzarat inside of the person. So Rashi tells us, on that Pasuk, Etz Erez is a very tall tree, strong tree. So why does a Tzarat have to bring Etz Erez? He says, Lefisha negaim ba'in al gasut ruach. For what reason does a person contract the Tzarat virus, right? Tzarat 19, right? For what reason? Gasut aruach, you're haughty. We all know that you get it for speaking Lashon Hara. What's behind speaking Lashon Hara? It's haughtiness. That you want to lift yourself, you want to raise yourself and your ego. So in order to do that, you need to cause for someone else to be degraded. That's the root cause of Lashon Hara. And for that reason, you need a reminder of the way that you acted. You acted like the Etz Erez. You acted like a haughty person. Person who thinks they're all that. Shni Tolat Ve'ezov, says Rashi, Ma Takanato Ve'itrape, what is his Takana? How can he fix himself so that he should be healed? Yashpil atzmo migaavato ketolat vecheezov. What's a tolat? A worm. What's an ezov? It's a small bush, a short bush. So you acted like an etz erez, like a haughty person. Now you need to start acting like a tolat and like an ezov, like a person who is low, who is degraded, to understand that life is not about being haughty. It's not about lifting yourself up and being a big shot. That's the takana, that's the tikkun for the sin of Lashon Hara. That's the tikkun for the virus of called Tzarat. And that's the tikkun whenever a person feels the need to open up his mouth and speak bad about someone else. Let's go to Mitzrayim for a second. The cause of Galut, say some. How did the Bnei Israel get to Mitzrayim in the first place? To Mechirat Yosef. Yosef was sold by his brothers. That led to him going down there. Eventually the brothers went down there. They saw, hey, oh my God, it's Yosef. You're doing fine over here. Let's stay here ourselves. And they stayed there. And eventually they had children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And that's how Am Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim in the first place. But what was that? How was that caused? Yosef speaking Lashon Hara about his brothers. It all started. Galut Mitzrayim began as a result of Yosef HaTzadik speaking Lashon Hara about his brothers. Obviously, whenever we speak about anyone in Tanakh doing something that they were punished for, doing a sin, we need to understand that Chas V'Shalom, can we look at these individuals as human beings that are on our level? We cannot view them in that way. And we cannot fathom the Averot that they were doing. Averot, actions that are considered averot for them would probably be considered mitzvot for us. That's how high of a level they were on. We cannot understand their actions and their thoughts. However, Torah hi velilmod anachnu tzrichim, their psukim that are written, and they're there for a reason for us to learn, to take example on our own level, what that means for us, but chas v'shalom, to think lowly of individuals like Yosef Tzadik, like the Shvatim, chas v'shalom, to do that. Yosef spoke Lashon Hara and was punished for it against his brothers. That was the cause of Galut Mitzrayim. Not only was it the cause of them getting there in the first place, that's what kept them there as well. How do we know that's what kept them there? Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu met with the two individuals, what were the names again? Huh? Datan and Aviram. I always get confused, Datan and Aviram and Nadav and Avihu. I don't know. Two of them are great tzaddikim and two of them are great rishaim. Right? So they met with Datan and Aviram and they said, hey, we saw what you did. You killed that Mitzri. We're going to go tell on you. What did Moshe say? Achen noda hadavar. The matter is known to me. Rashi says, what's known to you that wasn't known to you before? Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, now I know why we're still in the Galut. Because there are tattletalers, because there are Mosrim, because there are speakers of Lashon Hara among us. And for that reason, we're still here. What do we see from there? That not only was Lashon Hara the cause of Am Yisrael getting to Mitzrayim in the first place, it was also the cause of them staying there for that long. And what prevented them from being redeemed. Lashon Hara was the cause of Galut Mitzrayim. In addition to that, the Arizal says that in Mitzrayim, the Bnei Yisrael were in Galut, but specifically their Dibur was in Galut. Their speech was disabled and was in Galut, was exiled. What that means is that they did not know how to use their speech in the proper way. That manifested itself through Datan v'Aviram speaking Lashon Hara. That also manifested itself because they were not able to use their mouths and their speech to pray and to open up their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Tefillah. That was all caused by Paro. Paro, say the Sfarim, split up into two words. Pe, Ra, bad mouth. That was Paro. Continuously bad-mouthing God, bad-mouthing Am Yisrael. It took a toll on the Jews. And they also learned from his ways and were influenced by the koach of Paro, the spiritual koach of Paro, and were not able to use their speech in the proper way. The pasuk in Navi refers to Paro as a tanin, a snake. What's pshat, a snake? Because who is the first speaker of Lashon Hara in history? The nachash, the snake. And because of that, brought death into the world, brought many, many tzarot into the world. Because the Nachash went and spoke Lashon Hara. It's the Nachash. That's Paro. Bnei Yisrael learned from his ways. And therefore, they also had a perah. They also had a bad mouth. And they weren't able to pray, open up their mouths and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were guilty of Lashon Hara because of that. But what happened afterwards is, Paro died. And after Paro died, immediately afterwards, you look in the Psukim, what does it say? Paro died. Bnei Yisrael started opening up their mouths to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. What happened? What changed? They didn't do that beforehand? No. Didn't do it in the proper way. Because the koach of Paro was affecting them and was disabling them and not allowing for them to use their mouths in the proper way. And at that point in time, they stopped speaking Lashon Hara. And they started using their mouths in tefillah. That's why, no coincidence, that Paro had tzaraat. Because Paro was Pera. And that's why the Geulah happened. Dafka through what? What was the Korban? The Bnei Yisrael, every single individual had to bring this Korban. Korban Pesach. Which included Etz Erez, Ezov, and Tolat. Because that's exactly the point. After we were Mitaken, that sin of Mitaken, our Dibur in Mitzrayim. And we were Mitaken, the sin of Lashon Hara. We now knew how to use our mouths in a proper way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, great. Now bring this Korban, which will remind you of the accomplishment that you have just succeeded in, which is stopping to speak Lashon Hara, which now you're not feeling haughty like in Etz Erez, and you feel low and humbled like Shni Tolat and like Ezov. That's a connection between Tzara'at and Mitzrayim. It's no coincidence. Parashiyot, right? Holidays end up, they fall out at certain parashiyot for a reason. Tazria falls out this Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Pesach is in the month of Nisan. How careful we have to be with our mouths. Our mouth is probably the most powerful tool that we have. Through your mouth, the Pasuk in Navi says, Mavet v'chaim b'yad ha-lashon. Life and death is in the hands of the mouth. Mavet v'chaim b'yad ha-lashon. A mouth can make or break you. The words that come out of your mouths can either build you or destroy you. Can either build the people around you or destroy the people around you. There's a study that I heard about an individual. He's a Japanese scientist who, I'm sure, it's a famous study. I'm sure you guys heard of it. That he took two glasses of water, and he did this in front of an audience, in front of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. He took one glass of water and he told the audience to say any negative word that comes out of their minds. Okay? And they spoke negative words directed at that cup of water. He put that cup of water away and went to go and deep freeze it. And then he took another cup of water and told them, I want you to speak any positive word that comes out of your mouth. Love, hugs, kisses, favors, whatever positive word comes that came to mind. And they did that. And then he went and he froze it. And he looked at the molecules under a microscope and he saw the water crystals from both glasses of water, and they were drastically different. The water crystals from the first cup that they spoke negative words about looked like a zigzag, looked like scribbling. And the water crystal from the second cup, when you spoke beautiful words, looked like a perfectly symmetrical snowflake. It was beautiful to see. Words have an effect on your surroundings. When you're ever in chinuch, or Zat Hashem, you'll have children, understand that your words, the words that you use, that are directed at the people around you, can make or break them. It can either lift them or destroy them. You need to be so careful with the words that come out of your mouth. How can a person speak negatively with his mouth, whether it's cursing, whether it's Lashon Hara, and then use that same mouth to go and pray to God? Can't do that. It's hypocritical. Hypocritical. Can't use the same tool for that. Purify your mouth. Keep it pure. Keep it pure. Keep it pure. That way, it's going to make your tefillah much more effective. At the end of Parashat Shmini, last week's parasha, we have one of the most fundamental parashot in the entire Torah, in that it talks about kosher and non-kosher animals. It spends 47, a total of 47 pesukim, discussing non-kosher food. It's a lot of pesukim. All the animals you're allowed to eat, not allowed to eat, simanim. In the parashiot of Tazria and Mitzorah, it's double parasha, whenever it's a double parasha, but even if it's not, the pesukim that discuss the punishment for someone who speaks Lashon Hara or Tzaraat span 157 pesukim. That's three times the amount of pesukim that the Torah spends discussing kosher and non-kosher food. Some of us are crazy about kosher food, making sure that the food that enters inside of us is kosher. Chas v'shalom, something tameh, something not kosher, something contaminated, something impure, should enter our mouths. And the Torah speaks very highly of people who are very careful with what goes into their mouths. I just spent a half hour checking for lettuce. Chas v'shalom, we should not be over on any avera, eating any bugs. How careful we have to be with food to make sure it's kosher. We're about to go into Pesach. How careful we have to be to make sure any food item that you buy has a proper hashgacha, proper hechsher. But sometimes we forget and we mislabel the priorities. We care more about what enters our mouths and we care less about what leaves our mouths, the words that come out of our mouths. Torah spends 157 psukim discussing the punishment for someone who does not use his mouth properly. How careful we have to be with our words. So, to understand that nowadays, things are a little more complicated when it comes to Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara used to be limited to words that came out of your mouth. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, for better or for worse, the advance in technology, a person can be speaking Lashon Hara, right? Your hands, your phone, you're basically in your midst, you have a weapon of mass destruction. You're not only affecting the people in the room, and then maybe they could go share it to another 5 people, and they share it to another 5 people. After 10 years, the Lashon Hara was spread to 100 people. Nowadays, with a click of a button, your Lashon Hara can be seen or heard or listened to by thousands of people. How quickly word spreads nowadays. How careful we have to be with any social media, any post that you post anywhere, any text, any WhatsApp. How careful we have to be. It's not Lashon Hara, the same way words come out of your mouth. It's far worse, far worse. Be very careful with that. B'zat Hashem, we all be zoche to clean our mouths, all be zoche to purify our mouths, all be zoche that only positive words leave our mouths. In the zechut of us being very, very careful with the mitzvah of Lashon Hara and Shemirat HaLashon, and us being very careful at viewing other individuals, other Jews, in a positive way, and only bringing out positivity and not negativity. In the merit of that, we should be zoche. In the same way, Am Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim in the merit of them purifying their mouths and not speaking Lashon Hara anymore and using their mouths in the proper way. So too in the Galut that we are in right now, we should be zoche that the Galut should come to an abrupt end. This coming Pesach, we'll all be bringing the Korban Pesach. Amen. With Etz Erez, with Shnit Olat, and with Ezov. Amen. In Yerushalayim HaBnuya, B'mehra V'Yameinu. Amen. Thank you, guys.